The autopsy into Kumon J. White's death in custody, who died after being restrained by police in an Alice Springs supermarket, has been completed. Northern Territory Acting Commissioner Martin Dole says the brief of evidence has been handed to prosecutors to determine whether charges should be laid against any of the officers involved. Echoing similar sentiment, Executive Director Leanne Luddell says that now is a time for patience to allow for them to do their job and ensure the family of Kumon J. White and other affected parties are given the space and support that they need.
The brief of evidence is now with the Director of Public Prosecutions, and we will wait their response as to what happens next, which may or may not include charges against parties. This is not a decision for the Northern Territory Police, and it is important that everyone understands the independence of that process. I know that there will be anger and hurt in the days and weeks ahead, and I want to appeal for calm and for the respect as a process by the Director of Public Prosecution runs its course.
The 24-year-old Walpiri man, who had cognitive disabilities, died on the floor of a lolly aisle at a Coles after plainclothes police apprehended him following an alleged confrontation with security guards. His death has sparked anger and concerns within his community of Yuandamu and the wider Australian community.